Now, friends, we come to the 144th Psalm, and this again is a Psalm of David. And it has in it things that make it very similar to the 18th Psalm. And you will recall that that was another great psalm that we emphasized when we were there. It was a psalm of David in which he began, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock." And then he says in that psalm, "In my distress I called upon the Lord." And that was when he was delivered from the hand of King Saul. And obviously this was one of the experiences which this man had. It looks forward again to a day that's coming when his people will be in the great tribulation period. And it will be a time of great suffering and a time of great distress. And at that time, again, they will turn to God in prayer. And in between those two events, it certainly works for all the saints of God today. So let's come to it and let me begin reading. "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." What does he mean by that? There are those, of course, that'll jump at this and say, "My, look, God is a warlike God in the Old Testament." My friend, if you lived in David's day, then you would have been, I think, very comfortable to feel that you were protected from the enemies round about you, that you could defend yourself. And the Lord Jesus made it very clear, this idea today that he was a pacifist and he was for peace and he's the Prince of Peace, and there'll not be peace on this earth till he comes. He gives peace to the human heart today. He gives peace with God through the forgiveness of sins. But he also said, "A strong man armed keepeth his house." And that's what David is saying here. And in the great tribulation, they're going to need a little protection, by the way. And I'm not sure but what it's very comfortable to know that, or at least we're told today, that we have an arsenal that's filled with atom bombs. And I hope that we don't get some nut in power in this country that's going to throw them all away and talk like some fanatic that we can just depend on the goodness of human nature to take care of us. May I say that's brought many a nation down into the dust today, and many of them are in rubble because of that. Some of the Greek states tried that. They had a wonderful civilization, but it's in dust and ruins and rubble over there today because they couldn't protect themselves.